Well, always trying to think up a Christmas message during this time. And, you know, as I was going through different scriptures, the Lord just showed me that Christmas really is, that it's a time of glory to God in the highest and on earth peace. Peace to men of goodwill. And as I was looking at and rereading the story of Jesus' birth in Matthew and Luke, and realized that Jesus came to bring peace on earth, but he came to an earth that was very violent. Peace was kind of hard to find. We say in Alabama, scarce as chicken teeth. It was hard to find a person of peace, a place of peace. And I think the whole world, you don't have to be in the world very long to the difficult world to be in. It's a very stressful world. It's a world that's very scary in a lot of different ways. It's a world that'll take advantage of you, hurt you, betray you, break your heart, lie about you, speak evil of you. It's a world that won't show you dignity or honor, doesn't want to grant you freedom, requires that you not violate its rights and meet all its expectations. Even our God gave us 10 commandments that we couldn't keep. I mean, we can keep them some of the time. But we found that we just can't be perfect in keeping any commandments. We can't be perfect in keeping any laws or rules. And so all that does is bring dispeace. And then we have the sinful nature that we're saddled with. And the key to the sinful, the key characteristic of the sinful nature is selfishness. And then we're put in a world of relationship. And it's so hard to have a relationship, whether it be good friends, two guys, or a family relationship, a wife and husband and wife and children relationship, when you're just a bunch of selfish people who want their rights, their expectations, who want their way, who want to be independent and call their own shots, and who really have a hard time loving. It's just so many things that come in and break trust, that hurt feelings, that betray. And so all that does is bring dispeace. So when Jesus Christ came, he came to a world that was really needy for peace. He came to a world that just, you know, it was what he said, my peace I give to you. My peace I leave with you. Not as the world gives do I give to you. Now the world will give you peace, but it's a temporary peace. It's a peace that, you know, I learned in baseball. I hit a line drive up the gap with two men on, knocked the runs in. I had great peace standing on second base. Next time up, I have two guys in scoring position. It's a tie game, and I strike out. All my peace went out the window. And I was throwing stuff and saying stuff, and I didn't have peace at all. So on earth, we find in different ways that the peace is a temporary peace. It's based on circumstances. It's based on how things are going. Jesus came to deliver us from that kind of peace. He came and said, you don't have to. My peace is a lasting peace. It stays on you forever. I'll never remove that peace from you. It's a peace that I'll give you freely. Will you receive my peace? Jesus' peace that he came to give us was not a peace that we're going to realize or have realized on earth, which means that all the nations are going to just lay down their swords in the army tanks and quit making nuclear weapons and going to be at peace with each other. I mean, that's going to happen. Just like he stilled the wind and the rain on the Sea of Galilee with his disciples when he held his hand up and said, peace, be still. And the wind stopped blowing, and the waves quit lapping over the boat, and the rain stopped. And these guys went, who is this guy that even the wind and the rain obey him? He can bring peace. He came to bring peace. But it wasn't just to still a storm of nature or to bring countries together, which will happen. We know prophecy, and we know he's going to raise his hand over this whole earth and say, peace be still, and it'll be done. Everybody going to heaven's already been taken care of. Everybody not going to heaven's already been taken care of. He's wrapping it up. He's going to be the judge, the righteous judge. There'll be no arguing. We don't need attorneys at law at that bench, because he's going to settle it. He is Lord. He is King. Amen. But meanwhile, he came to bring you and me peace. And that's a peace that a lot, if we get this many guys in a room, we know that there's a lot of dispeace in here. There's a lot of dispeace for a lot of reasons that we've already mentioned. Family reasons, health reasons, finance reasons. Your football team didn't make a bowl game reasons. I mean, we got major problems. And then your team that should be in the Birmingham Bowl is ending up in the Sugar Bowl, and so then I feel pretty good. I got peace about that. But the search is on, and it has been on, or where do you really find peace? I mean, a lasting peace, a peace that can't be taken away from you, a peace that you can put your hopes and dreams in that can never be taken away from you. Because, see, the world's peace can be taken away from you and is taken away from you. And so the Prince of Peace, they said, glory to God on high and peace on earth. To men of goodwill. Well, he qualified the peace that he gave us in that verse in Luke. He qualified the peace and said, you're not going to have peace if you're not a man of goodwill. And a man of goodwill means I care more about you than I care about myself. I care more about your happiness than I care about my happiness. No greater love is a man than he would lay his life down for a friend. The spirit that we receive when we're born again, the spirit of God, is a spirit of peace. And that peace says, Pete, you don't have to take up for yourself anymore. You don't have to promote yourself anymore. As a matter of fact, don't promote yourself. Don't seek the limelight. When you go into a room and a session, a synagogue, a church, go sit in the back. Don't go up and get the front seat, the seat of honor. Because someone will come along and say, hey, sorry, but that's not your seat. It's going to be embarrassing for you to have to get up and go to the back. Stay in the back until someone calls you up. You don't need to hear your name said, and you don't have to someone come along and pat you on the back anymore because you're doing something good. If they do, accept it and receive it, and that's a bonus. Don't expect to be appreciated in all that you do when you sacrifice and give and go beyond the call of duty. Don't expect people to rise up and call you blessed. As a matter of fact, if all those who, the promise in Scripture is Jesus came to bring peace because this world is very violent. We live in a dangerous world. It's dangerous to our physical, emotional makeup. It's dangerous to our physical being. I mean, there are guys over there cutting Christians' heads off in the Middle East, and they want to come and cut our heads off. And they want people here to cut our heads off. Well, it's been going on since the Garden of Eden. Since Cain and Abel. And that's the world we live in. It's a dangerous world. We're not going to really solve the problem with greater militaries. We're building up our military here. And so we understand as nations, you need an army. But that's not where the real peace is. And it's always temporary. Once you win a war, I found that out with my wife. Once I won a war with her, I just lost. Yeah, that didn't work out too well. So peace here is always temporary. I don't care how strong your army is. There are always termites that are infiltrating the system. The little foxes that spoil the vineyard. And so when we celebrate Christmas, we're celebrating the coming of a Savior who came to bring peace in your heart. We're celebrating because you may not have peace in your home. You may not have peace at work with the folks at work and in your business. You may not have peace in your checkbook or in your calendar or in the other important issues and areas of life. But you can always have peace in your heart. The Prince of Peace came to give you his peace, my peace, not anybody else's peace. My peace I give you. And what peace is that? That's the peace that he could pray in Gethsemane when he was at great dispeace in his humanity. And said, Father, if there's any way this cup can be passed from me, let it pass. But the only way that I can really have peace is knowing that I'm doing your will, not mine. And I have great peace about that because I really know that you love me and you were one together. I know you have my best interest at heart. And the best interest at heart is for me to drink this cup to the dregs. The best interest that you have for me is so that I would do something that would greatly benefit others. And that's an understatement. When you consider what happened when our Savior drank the cup to the dregs, you may be sitting here today with your sin totally forgiven. There's a great peace in knowing that you're forgiven for every sin that you ever committed. There's a great peace in knowing that you're never going to stand before the judgment of Christ and be deemed a goat. When he's separating the sheep and the goats spiritually, it's already been taken care of for you. There's a great peace in that if you'll receive it. If you'll live in it. You don't have to take up for yourself or defend yourself or worry about what the plan is because he's already got it taken care of. I got this. It's what Jesus is saying. So you really don't have to be in fear and you don't have to worry all the time. You don't have to be one of those long-faced, fearful Christians that hasn't received my peace. And are you still at the mercy of whatever circumstances you're in? Is that the way you're living your life today? If things are going well, then you got great peace and you got joy. We're all kind of spiritually bipolar. You know, we're up and then we're down, and then we're up and then we're down. And the way men are, most guys I know that have that and other similar diseases or conditions, they give us medication for it. And we go, okay, I don't like medication, but it'll help. And my wife is going, take your medication. And so you take your medication, and sure enough, it helps. And things level out, and you're feeling better, and your people around you that have to live with you are feeling better. And then you just get this idea, you know, I don't need this anymore. I'm feeling really good, and I don't have to take this anymore. And you quit taking it. And you find out that didn't work out too good for you. You need to stay on your medication. Now, this may be a poor illustration, but when Jesus came, he came to give us his peace, and you don't have to take any other peace and to look for peace anywhere else. But don't quit receiving the peace. When the bad news, what seems like bad news, comes, which often turns into good news. I can't tell you how many guys say, I went to basic training, I was in the Army, I learned a lot, there was so much good about it, but I don't ever want to do it again. I've had guys tell me that about marriage. I've been there, done that, don't ever want to do it again. There's always a pain in that. There's a pain in relationships. There's a pain in things that seem like they're hurtful, and people that have been through cancer and other diseases that say, I would never want to do that again. Thank God I've been free, cancer free for years or how many ever amount of time. But I wouldn't take anything for what I learned through going through that and what God taught me going through that and how close I got to the Lord in that. It could be physical or financial or other things that you're going through right now, this moment that's on your plate. And God would say, I just want to raise my hand and say peace. Hallelujah. I just want to raise my hand and say, you don't have to carry that. Come to me, all you who are weary, and this life's beating you down, that circumstance is beating you down. I know you're annoyed, you're irritated, you feel betrayed. You may be bitter and resentful and unforgiving. I want to raise my hand over that and say, peace, be still. Be still, my heart. But that peace only comes to men of goodwill and men who are good and will others to be good. And there's only one good, And that would be Jesus Christ. And he gives us his goodness and his peace. He allows me to live a life that blesses you. And you to live a life that blesses me and others. He allows me to live a life that's full of hope and joy and patience and goodness and love and peace and gentleness and kindness. He allows me to have self-control so I don't have to hit back when you hit me. I can turn the other cheek. I don't have to speak up every time I see you messing up. I don't have to correct you or rebuke you. I can have the peace that God is going to do that. And sometimes I do that. Sometimes that's what he leads me to do, hopefully the right way, with gentleness. But I don't have to fix you. I could trust God to fix you. I can have peace about that. Every wife, every husband who needs their spouse to change, and that's only 100%. Everyone who needs someone to change that's in their life doesn't have to worry about that anymore. They can trust God to change them. And God, you don't need me to do that. If you need me to do that and you want me to do something, make it really clear. But otherwise, I'm going to let you work in their life. I'm going to talk to you, more to you about them than I am talking to them. Because you have the power to do that. Over and over again, I've seen God do that. And I said, I'm going to set them straight. I'm going to correct them. And this happened this week, and I decided. And the Lord just said, nah. You don't need that, and he don't need that. Just trust me. I said, okay, that's fun. I don't have to worry about that anymore. I can have peace. That's a load off. Okay, I can check that off my list. God's taking care of him. Who do you need to check off your list? What do you need to check off your list to turn it over to him and receive his peace and trust him? All who come through into the inner chamber to serve and worship this king must come through personal abandonment and absolute trust. So what can you check off your list during this Christmas season? Can you be one of those men that's peace and goodwill to those? Peace on earth to those of goodwill? Can you be one of those guys this Christmas? Wouldn't you love to be one of those guys? That peace has been elusive because you haven't surrendered yourself. You haven't surrendered your right, your expectation. That betrayal, that sense of not meeting your needs or not fulfilling their promises or their vows. You can't take care of them. Just take care of your heart. So you can't change or fix them, but you can change or fix you. That's the message. And Jesus Christ came into a violent world, a turbulent world, a chaotic world, a dangerous world, to raise his hand in your life and in your heart and say, peace be still. Now, I want you to remember this during the next few days and weeks as we go through the Christmas season, and maybe it'll kick in and it'll become a lifestyle. We won't just need to celebrate it at Christmas. We can celebrate Christmas every day of the year. We can celebrate the Prince of Peace every day, and we should, shouldn't we? That's what we do as believers in following him. We're following every day a God who gives peace. Just take a deep breath. Go ahead. And when you let that out, you're just saying, Lord, I'm releasing. I'm releasing. There's a little exercise we do, and the exercise is where I just hold my hands like this, and I say, God, I've got this stuff in there Pete's talking about. I don't know who told him to talk to me this morning, but he's talking right at me. And I'm doing this, and you know what this is. And God is saying, okay, would you do this? Let's do it. Put your fist out like this. You know what's in those fists. God knows what's in those fists. And God wants you to release that. And sometimes if we just go through a physical releasing, where we just say to the Lord, Lord, I'm going to turn this over to you and receive the peace that you died on the cross to give me. To say, peace be still over my life and over that person, over this circumstance. Whatever it is, and I'll find my peace in you. Knowing that you love me, you care about me. Knowing that you have a plan for my life. that there's a reason and a purpose that you put this in or took that out. And I'm going to just receive it. Even if I don't understand it, you do. And I'm going to rest my heart. And I'm going to have peace in Jesus Christ. Now turn your hands over and just do that. Now let it go. Release it to Him. Now somewhere during the day, you're going to be tempted to take it back. To close those fists again. To get off your medication. And just remember, when that temptation comes and you feel that feeling, just do this. Just, you're in your car, you're talking on the phone, you're at work. You're at home trying to work through it. In the peace in there, just receive it again. Release it again. As many times as you need to until the permanent peace comes. It will come if you'll trust Him and you'll ask Him for His peace. He'll give you His peace. Can I get an amen from the congregation?
Amen.
Would you receive His peace this morning? Would you receive Jesus Christ, the Prince of Peace? Let's make it a lifestyle, not just a Christmas good, warm, fuzzy feeling, but a lifestyle of receiving God's peace. And then being a man of peace. If you don't have peace, you can't bring peace. And you become one of those guys that's a blessing. And some guys are a blessing coming. Some guys are a blessing going. A man of peace is always a blessing coming. So let's pray over that and then give that to God. Okay, let's lock hands. Let's agree together as brothers. Father, we're following You, the Prince of Peace, because we want to be men of peace this Christmas. We want Your peace reigning in our hearts, not just for us, not just so we can feel better and physically and heal up emotionally, and You'll give us all of that, but so that we could be blessings to others, just like You're a blessing. You called us to be a blessing. You blessed us to bless. And during this Christmas season, I pray that, you know, just think of all the guys in this room right now, if we just went out to be a blessing. If we just kept our antennas up or all around us in grocery stores and stores and driving on the freeways and the byways, mixing it up at work, in all the circumstances we're in, even at church, Lord, that we could just be a blessing, that we could just go and say, peace be with You. May I pray peace for you right now over that. And Lord, we be dispensers of the peace of God who came to raise His hand in a violent, dangerous world and say, peace be still. We receive it now and reflect it in Jesus' name. And all God's men said,
amen.
Now go give them heaven, guys.
Thanks.